at FuelCastTV.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, April 8th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. We are going to continue on looking at these stories coming out of Lansing. Let's see. Just to let you know, we'll be glad when you get back on the air. Miss your broadcasts. No Simple Radio or 97.7 FM. Absolutely, Russell in Millersburg. You can listen on the website. I'm going to give you the text message right here on my show's website. And we wanted everybody to know this. We've been talking about the Patriot Voice Radio Network forever. But people just, for some reason, don't remember the website, yourdefendingfathers.com. It's back up and running, no problem. So you can check us out there. A lot of increased traffic on the website. Appreciate Jonathan Deek that is serving our website for us, maintaining it, keeping it up and running. We greatly appreciate it. Of course, you can also listen on demand on the website. Just go to yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcasts, and you can listen right there. One of the things that we're looking at is the 103rd legislature in Lansing. How does it compare to other legislatures? Yeah, well, we're going to get into all that, this story, laying out that right now, Michigan's 103rd legislature has passed two public acts so far this term. The earned sick time and tipped wage reforms, both were filed and were effective on February 21st. However, the seemingly light level of activity in the first quarter of a split legislature is not entirely unconventional. Since the advent of the full-time Michigan legislature back in the 1960s, according to public acts records, Michigan has seen 12 split legislatures since it transitioned to full-time after the 1963 Constitutional Convention. On average, these legislatures have signed fewer than five public acts during the first quarter of the session. That, of course, January 1st to March 31st. Four of the 12 legislatures passed two or fewer during the first quarter. In 1997, two bills were passed during the first quarter. None were passed during the same time in 1989, and only one was passed back in 2007. On average, 10 public acts are usually passed by the 110th day of the legislative session. So if you look at this year's calendar, that 110th day is going to be on April 20th, basically less than 2 weeks away. 10 public acts? Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. But as of right now, not really that far behind other legislative sessions. The other aspect of this, of course, is the governor. The governor has been on a foreign trip. She went to Ireland and to Great Britain. Also, she's concerned about the House having the majority Republicans compared to the Senate, which is basically in gridlock already due to the fact that she does not have and has yet called for a special election in the 35th Senate District. So pretty interesting story. Just wanted to put things into perspective. Not really that far behind, even though they don't have the majority anymore in the House and a very slim one-seat majority in the Senate. So pretty interesting stuff that we're looking at here from a historical point of view. Another story tied to the legislature that is pretty interesting is how they are now working together based on the political ideologies perhaps coming from Washington, D.C. Looking at the different teams and how they're working together. And this is going to be an interesting story heading into the governor's race. Republican House Speaker Matt Hall and Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, who's already announced running for governor as an independent, yesterday were together promoting this year's version of the Public Safety and Violence Prevention Fund, a proposal directing 1.5% of Michigan's sales tax revenue to go to law enforcement agencies. I've dealt with Lansing for lots of years, many years, and you would rarely see a Republican leader in the city of Detroit, Duggan said. Speaker Hall, he's been here, down here on a regular basis, and this is exactly what we need. During the roundtable discussion, House Bills 4260 and House Bills 4261 were the main focus yesterday afternoon at the Detroit Public Safety Headquarters on 3rd Street in Detroit. Participants at the roundtable included law enforcement officials like Dearborn Heights Police Chief Ahmed Haidar, Auburn Hills Police Chief Ryan Gagnon, Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard, Wayne County Sheriff Rafael Washington, and Detroit Police Chief Todd Bettison. Rafael Washington and Detroit Police Chief Todd Bettison, both the Wayne County Sheriff and the City Police Chief. Other lawmakers in attendance, somewhat of the rebel, Karen Witsit from Detroit. Also attending was Alabas Farhat from Dearborn, Ron Robinson from Utica up in Macomb County, and Donnie Steele, Republican, from Lake Orion. So two state representative Democrats, two state representatives Republicans also attended the roundtable discussion. The bills intend to build off a separate $75 million appropriation to be set aside for the fund. Last year, during the Democratic-controlled legislature, they put that appropriation into it. However, previous legislation enshrining the funds in statute was not approved by the Senate last year. Under the recent plan, what they're proposing, 96% of the $75 million will go to cities, villages, and townships. Initially based on their violent crime rates, totally dedicated to public safety initiatives and operations. While these two bills, newly re-sponsored, brought back for this legislative session, will create $100 million yearly in funding streams, with future allotments based on the results of the local government's public safety efforts. 2% would be devoted to the Michigan Crime Victim Rights Fund, assisting with medical expenses, funeral bills, and counseling of crime victims. Another 2% would go to public health grants for community violence prevention, and what is left over beyond the $75 million would go to local county sheriffs. Hall said, what we've heard is that the city's departments need more funding. They see a need, and once we get them the money, there's going to be a bunch of hiring of new police officers. That's going to get them on the streets. That will help them fight crime and hopefully get results. If they lower their crime rates, they'll continue to get the funding. It's going to be performance-based. We will be monitoring and looking at their numbers, Hall said. Finally, accountability. We're going to be monitoring. We're going to be watching and seeing that where we put the money actually is working. What a novel idea. Well, Matt Hall said this while in the city of Detroit. Now, the main reason the fund was stalled in the Senate last year because the Democrats wanted to attach it to other proposals. They wanted to include statewide regulations on police officers. And they also wanted to reform Michigan's 2019 auto insurance laws. Putting them together was not something the House was willing to do. Karen Whitsitt, the state representative from Detroit, the bottom line is these bills now sit in the Senate. If any games are played, anything's done or not done, this will be on the Senate. We are doing it in the House with Speaker Matt Hall's leadership, Republican majority, and yes, even a few of us Democrats are voting for these bills. Now it lies in the Senate, said Whitsitt. Duggan, who's running for governor, is an independent, explained he's not assuming there's not going to be problems on the Senate side. But we are going to go in there and work with them as well. These bills need to be passed, and we need them passed now. Pretty interesting group of people working together in Detroit. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back. If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriots Relief, Hunt.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Just to wrap up this story, news reporters met and had the opportunity to ask questions of Speaker Matt Hall as well as Mayor Mike Duggan after the event. Again, Duggan, who's running for governor as an independent in 2026, explained that there's not going to be a problem on the Senate side. He predicted, and also said this is absolutely not true, that this event today was a House versus Senate discussion. However, there were no senators in attendance at the roundtable. Duggan went on to say a big part of the fiasco you saw last lame duck session was people were tying unrelated bills together and threatening each other, particularly between the House and the Senate. What Speaker Hall has done is a fresh start to this year's legislative session. These clean bills that are coming out, and we are urging the Senate to make a decision based on the merits of these bills and not to play games tying unrelated bills to them, Duggan said. Duggan also described himself as optimistic, especially because the fund was approved with no Democratic opposition during last year's budget vote for this year's fiscal 2025 budget. Maybe 6 weeks from now I'll be surprised, but I'm not seeing any sign of that right now. Also, when mentioning the city's investments in force, another acronym for police agencies' activities from the City of Detroit Police, Bettison, the police chief, said the Community Violence Intervention Organization, along with other groups, are going to be engaging our youth that are at risk for engaging in violent activities. We're also going to have outreach programs, cognitive behavioral therapy, as well as deep relationship building programs. We are absolutely going to reach out to those that might need the therapy as well as relationships to make them feel productive members of our society. For fiscal year 2025, Bettison was hoping that the $75 million was going to be unlocked. But at this point, maybe we are only going to be able to get it done starting in October. That's when the next budget, 2026, will go into effect. Last comments from the police chief. It's having an impact on how our young people are responding to each other. We know we have gangs in the city of Detroit. but they have been successful only because of our lack of providing alternatives. These dollars will beef up our efforts and hopefully reduce the amount of street violence where young people are shooting people in our inner city. At this particular point, I have to hold off on the expansion of hiring any more police until we get more funding. But we definitely are looking forward to community violence intervention and also opening up dialogue with our young people. If we're going to change the behavior in the future, it all starts with working with our kids. Although Duggan and Hall were celebrating the Bills' activities yesterday, Hall explained it doesn't mean that he's going to endorse the now independent for governor. No, I'm going to support the Republican. There will be some really great Republicans running, and I want it to be somebody who's available to all the candidates. The work we've done so far on policy has to include new Republican governor, as well as Mike Duggan if he wins as an independent. But what we have to do is make sure we get the policy vetted and the policies right, so we can hit the ground running with the next governor so that we can get things done, unlike what we've been able to do under this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, said Hall. So basically, calling out Governor Gretchen Whitmer for not getting these bills passed last year, especially when they had control of both the House and the Senate. So it's going to be very, very, very interesting to see how this all plays out. But the bottom line, they are working together. And the only ones not at the table yesterday were Democrat-controlled Senate. Honestly, I was kind of surprised not to see any Republican senators there. I would think that they would want to work with Detroit and getting these bills passed. Who's going to be the leader of these bills? Who's going to be the sponsors in the Senate? At this point, we're not sure. But it looks like Hall is definitely feeling positive about what they can do in the House and now going to work with Duggan to go after the senators. Get this money into the budget for next year. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will